This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Trick-or-treating is on hold in some parts of the Northeast, as Dubner and I were talking about. Elsewhere, though, it's business as usual. And by business, I do mean business. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has more now on the haunted economy.
I'm walking up a set of narrow stairs at the Shanley Hotel in Napanock, New York. I'm here to see a ghost. The Shanley claims to have dozens of them. Two angry gangsters on the second floor, a lady in white on the third floor, and here, in a part of the hotel that used to be a brothel, Anna.
Anna, are you in here? Want to turn that flashlight on?
Tour guide Amy Daniels takes out a small flashlight that twists off and on.
And you set it up just right where it doesn't take much force to actually flip the light on and off.
Daniels sets the flashlight on a nightstand in the room where Anna used to work. And a few minutes later...
Anna's here. The flashlight just turned on.
Yeah.
It's called flashlight play, a basic technique when you're hunting ghosts.
Can you turn that flashlight off now, please?
Oh my gosh, it turned off.
That's just one of the paranormal activities guests take part in at the Shanley Hotel, which has been featured on reality shows like Ghost Hunters and Ghost Detectives. Owner Sal Nicosia bought the 19th Century Inn in 2005. He planned to turn it into a coffee shop until he and his partners started hearing footsteps and seeing orbs.
And it just turned it for what I wanted to really do with the place into a complete different direction.
Instead of coffee, Nicosia sells the paranormal. The paracurious come from all over the country, hoping to hear a disembodied voice or feel a ghostly cold spot. The rising popularity of ghost hunting has helped turn cold spots into cold hard cash for thousands of small businesses and even some cities. Joseph Marinelli heads Visit Savannah.
I think I'm going to start producing a bumper sticker that says ghosts are good.
Savannah was named the most haunted city in the U.S. by the American Institute of Parapsychology. Marinelli says the benefits have been very real.
With more and more of those ghost hunter type shows on television, we have seen an increase in number of people coming to Savannah specifically for that type of tour.
Marinelli says a major chunk of the city's $2 billion tourism business comes from ghosts. All over the country, businesses are rising up to meet the demand. One tour outfit in New York, Ghosts of New York Walking Tours, went from 300 customers in 2007 to 10,000 customers last year.
It's the in thing these days, you know. Everybody wants to be a ghost hunter.
Willie Hassel drove for 5 hours to get to the Shanley Hotel with his ghost hunting team, Spirit Chasers Paranormal. The team has organized its whole night around avoiding the Shanley's other guests, at least the ones made of flesh and bone.
You see, we got three recorders running right now, but all the time we hear people downstairs laughing and walking around. It's noise contamination. It's very frustrating.
Do you find amateur ghost hunters annoying?
Yes.
At Joe's room, this is his actual chair. Okay. The disembodied...
Annoying maybe, but amateur ghost hunters bring in real money. The Shanley books up year-round, and the guests pay whether they see ghosts or maybe just their radio equipment bag in the mirror.
The curtain's moving, right?
It may be you moving.
It's me.
I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.